about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, I guess I'm a little crabby. I don't know if it's because I'm spoiled. I never really was spoiled. I mean, I grew up in a family that we had some real hard times and, you know, top ramen, a wonderful staple. Sometimes we'll get hamburger helper. So, I mean, I don't want to say I'm spoiled from a rich standpoint, but I think I'm spoiled in terms of, you know, things having to be kind of halfway, half-assed because of the economy. I think I'm getting tired of it. You know, like, for example, I love Game of Thrones. Huge fan of Game of Thrones, right? So I guess Game of Thrones started in April, right? So the series started in April. I'm excited, right? TV show on. I'll get to kick back for the next season, you know, have a good TV show to watch. And I guess we're watching it yesterday, and it says 3 episodes left till the season finale. Season finale, it's only May. Alright? And I know some of you are like, what? Where is Dr. Dahlia going with this? Well, I guess, I don't know if you've noticed, but maybe it costs too much to make a TV show now because of the recession. And so if you do have a TV show, the TV show only airs X amount of weeks. And that's it. Rather than a show starting in September and then going all the way to May, and then you have summertime rerun programming or maybe an occasional Hell's Kitchen, who knows? Our shows are good ones, you know, some really good quality shows like Game of Thrones or Boardwalk Empire, maybe 10 episodes. That's it. You know, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's because of the recession. Maybe when the recession's over, we'll get to have some decent TV that lasts a long. No. The recession isn't over. Then I'm in L.A. this weekend to go to my brother's graduation. He graduated law school, Southwestern Law. Pretty proud of him. And gas. Gas was about $4.29 to $4.49 a gallon. Are you kidding me? $4.49 a gallon. I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, where I live, it's worse. I understand that. It's probably worse. But I guess I'm just, maybe I'm kind of getting sick of it. You know, I think this is wearing on me. I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, when is this going to end? Now, there was a study that said that 90% of Americans have not given up, and they still believe in hard work and the American dream. 7 in 10 of this poll say the poor have become too dependent on government assistance. They say more want government action to make healthcare affordable and accessible. Many in the study believe that the rich get richer while the poor get poorer, but still 9 out of 10 call themselves very patriotic. They value higher education and believe in God. This is being reported by Mail Online. The national polls, I guess, show that 7 of 10 people want to raise the minimum wage. Some very similar numbers want term limits for Congress, support building the Keystone XL pipeline to bring oil from Canada. They want government money for preschool. So it's kind of interesting to see these polls and see what people want. Now, I don't know if there's any polls out there saying, are you getting sick and tired of this? No. Usually they don't. Polls are a little bit more positive. You know, I mean, they don't want bias. So they'll say, do you believe government should back preschool? Do you think government should not? Even though, yeah, polls can be biased, mind you. But they're not going to say, are you getting sick and tired of the system like Dahlia is? All right, is it wearing on you? No, the poll question is probably not going to be like that. But I got to tell you, I mean, I really want to see some relief soon. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Gas right now in Vegas, I guess, jumped up to $3.46. Mind you, we were almost at $4 a gallon last year, so we are a little better. But gas prices are rising again, and I'm tired of it. I need a little bit of relief. And I guess what threw me over was the whole Game of Thrones thing and not having a TV show that lasts longer. I mean, I do a radio show. I do radio show 360 days a year. Yes, we got the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise coming up, so I'm going to be away for a few days. But I could not imagine being in the industry that I am, only doing 10 shows an hour long, and that's sufficing as entertainment. There's no way. No way. I mean, you know, but then again, you know, radio is a lot, you know, less expensive to do than TV. But it's just, you know, this halfway slipshod stuff. But, you know, this poll coming out saying Americans are still, you know, trucking, and they're still, you know, loving their country. And we want to love this country. I mean, just because it's run by idiots doesn't mean we have to dislike the country. Okay, we love our country, we love our land, we love the Constitution, we love what we stand for, but I gotta tell you, I am extremely frustrated. Now, gun control and illegal immigration in this poll, very polarized. We were talking about how President Obama has been found to be the most polarizing president ever. George Bush, however, came a close second. And so, you know, while we're dealing with this recession and while we're dealing with Obamacare coming up, into play, it's very hard for a lot of us to, you know, keep that bounce in our step. It's extremely frustrating. We were talking about in the previous hour how many small employers are scared manureless, quote unquote, with what's going on with the taxing of health insurance and taxing if you don't have health insurance and what to do with their employees. It is scary. See, I don't want to be scared now, all right? I want to be entertained, true. But, I mean, I want to feel strong. I don't like feeling weak. I don't like feeling economically weak. I don't like not knowing what our healthcare future is. And I don't know what to tell you all psychologically. Usually it's things will get better. Things will get better. And I think part of the depression is things aren't getting better. And when you see things are not getting better and have the potential to still get worse, how do you psychologically regroup? Well, we listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, and hopefully she's not complaining about the recession. Good point. So you know what? We'll switch subjects. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
insult. A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Thank you for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember, you could tune in on your iPhone app at Dr. Dahlia. Your iPhone app on your the Dr. Dahlia Show, or an Android app, Dr. Dahlia Show. You could also find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, that's a lot of Dahlias to say in 30 seconds. David writes, Doctor, what do you think about disability insurance? Is it a scam? Disability insurance is a tough one. I was paying into disability insurance for years. And then with the recession, we couldn't afford it anymore. It was so expensive. And it's something I want to get started again. It's one of those things where it's an insurance. So, yeah, I mean, insurance is designed to make the companies money. And you don't want to get your money's worth because that means something bad has to have happened to you. So, you know, when we talk about the future and how to prepare for the future, there's these insurances that are going to get marketed to you. Long-term care insurance, disability insurance, they're good things if you need them later. Absolutely, like car insurance. You know, whenever I've had car insurance, they did a pretty damn good job fixing the car or calling the car totaled and giving me a check. And, you know, so when you need the insurance, it's there for you and it helps. The only thing is you want to be very careful with the type of disability insurance or long-term care insurance or health insurance, etc., life insurance, by reading the fine print. You know, so like, for example, we were talking about in the previous hour, well, health insurance companies are not going to be able to cover the expensive cancer medications. This is something we predicted years ago when Obamacare passed. Because if health insurance companies have to charge lower premiums, then they're going to make you pay more out of pocket for your medications. And so that's something you need to read the fine line. If you're purchasing a health insurance, what are they really going to cover? Okay, and to what percent, to what degree, which is one fairly good thing the Obamacare law legislated and demanded, was that insurance companies, in not fine print, but in very easy to read pamphlets, give you the breakdown of what your insurance covers, right? You know, but like when it comes to disability insurance, you can have disability insurance, but if you end up starting a home business and, let's say, selling flowers or chocolate-covered strawberries, I was noticing before Mother's Day there were these commercials where you could buy chocolate-covered strawberries. And you look at the commercial and you're like, you know, I wonder if this is a home business. And good for you guys. I mean, being entrepreneurs and coming up with these businesses out of home. I mean, look at the Duck Dynasty guys. They came up with a duck call business, a home family business, and they were able to turn it into a multi-million dollar empire. I mean, good for you guys. You know, if you are, let's say, doing a chocolate-covered strawberry type of thing, I'm sure you have to pass certain health inspections, et cetera, whatever. But, you know, I was looking at those commercials, and I was looking at the chocolate-covered strawberries, and I was like, and then I was thinking about why I was even talking about chocolate-covered strawberries, and we were talking about disability insurance. Oh, yeah. So anyway, you know, you, let's say you decide to do that as a home business. Well, if your disability insurance has in fine lines, you can't make money from anybody else ever. If you're getting payments from them, then you may want to rethink about that disability insurance. You know, some of us, we file for disability because, you know, we lost a finger, you know, we lost a toe, etc. So we get some form of disability payment for that, let's say with your plan. But if they say no, because if you're doing any form of work at all, you don't get your disability payments, you need to know about that. Okay? And then you need to make sure you can live on whatever that disability payment is. If you have a disability plan that says, we don't care, we're just going to pay you for that one injury. That you'll get paid for that one injury. We don't care if you work. You may say, oh, that's a good plan. But stop and think about it. If that one injury is a cut off finger and you are a pianist or a cellist, right, or a flutist, and you can't work ever, that disability may be a lot higher than what they feel a lost finger should be. So, you know, again, it's all about the fine line, knowing it's a reputable company. It's tough. So, you know, I think being fully insured for everything doesn't hurt. But I understand during this recession, it's too expensive to have all these types of insurance. Long-term care insurance should be the smartest buy. I am hearing from business type experts where that could be a scam too. And you're like, come on, this is ridiculous. You know, but I mean, think about it. Many of us are going to unfortunately outlive our spouse and be in a situation where we can't take care of ourselves. If you don't have kids or your kids want nothing to do with you or the kids are across the country, you need to then move into a residence. That residence could be very expensive. And from what we understand, Medicare doesn't cover most of these. So if Medicare doesn't cover most, I mean, that's the other thing with Obamacare, really. Long-term care is a huge issue. It's not being covered. I mean, these are things that need to be addressed that aren't. You know, then long-term care insurance may be a way to go. But mind you, long-term care insurance can't be cheap. It can't be. Because, again, the purpose of that insurance company is to make money. So if they're going to have to shell out thousands of dollars a month for your home health care or for your senior living care, how are they going to do that on only $100 a month premium? So your job as a consumer is to do your research. And I wish I had a list of companies and good names, etc. But even if I did, things change. I can't tell you how many insurances have changed their tune, just what I've seen in the last 13 years. One of the insurances that covered our union members in our state was one of the best insurances ever. It covered brand name, it covered generics, it covered procedures, very little out-of-patient costs. And then things changed with them. The recession, too many people for them to pay for, baby boomers, I don't know what it is. And now they're one of the worst insurances. So you need to be careful with that, because an insurance you sign up with can later become a crappy insurance too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, if there's any good news to many of us being in a funk, it's maybe we won't gain weight like once thought. Comfort eating has been the root of a lot of our problems. We come home from work and we comfort eat. It gives us energy. We're able to get through the day. But now experts are saying that maybe if you are happy, you won't eat the extra weight and you won't pile on the pounds. So apparently experts believe that emotional eaters are actually more likely to gorge on unhealthy snacks when they feel happy rather than sad. New research shows that people whose eating habits reflect the moods actually take on more calories than when they are cheery and upbeat than when they are down. So, you know what? I've seen studies saying both sides. If you're happy, you're going to eat more. When you're depressed, you don't eat. But then when you're depressed and comfort food, you eat more, take on more calories. My job with you all is no matter what you exercise, you have to exercise. If you exercise, it's going to help with your mood. It's going to help you burn off your comfort food. I like my comfort food. One of my biggest comfort foods was the Hostess brand Twinkies and cupcakes and Ding Dongs and Susie Q's, which unfortunately went out of business after union issues. They've opened back up. From what we understand, a couple of plants. That's my comfort food. I haven't eaten it in a while. I don't think I've had a Twinkie in over a year. And I know I'm a doctor. I'm not supposed to be talking about junk food on the show. But I think comfort food does help a little bit, you know? I mean, you come home from work, you're tired, you're grumpy, but you know, we need to identify what the problem is. Because I think a lot of our obesity is many of us coming home and gorging for dinner. We come home and we want to grab a beer, or you want to grab a drink, or you want to dig into some carbs. It was a long day. For some of you, that's what you look forward to. You look forward to the big 7-8 o'clock dinner. There was a study that came out years ago saying happy hour may actually keep you skinny. And some of you are like, what? Happy hour keeping us skinny? What the hell are they talking about? Makes perfect sense to me. If some of you guys end up going to happy hour before coming home, I'm not saying to do this, but I'm seeing where the logic was in this study. But think about it. If happy hour is 4 to 7, let's say, in some areas, and you go, you have a drink, you have some appetizers, and you are full, okay, and then you don't gorge and eat dinner at 8, 9, 10 o'clock, that may be less caloric intake than waiting till dinner's ready and you gorging at 8 o'clock. I'm not saying go do happy hour. It's not the healthiest of foods. But you see how, I know there's celery with the chicken wings, I know. Still, not totally healthy. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. From what we understand, a verdict has been reached in the Philadelphia abortion doctor trial. We haven't gotten any of the information yet, but as soon as we get it, we'll give you the verdict. From what we understand, it's supposed to be happening now, where the jury is presenting their verdict in the case of him and his abortion clinic. Scary, scary stuff. Now, one verdict we talked about with the 32 mentally disabled Iowa plant workers who were abused, apparently their $240 million award has been slashed to $1.6 million because of a federal cap. From what we understand, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and Henry's Turkey Service agreed in legal briefs filed late Friday that under federal law, each plaintiff can recover $50,000 apiece, which unfortunately was a far cry from the $7.5 million they were awarded. If you remember correctly, these guys were working for the plant, had living arrangements there, but were abused, from what we understand, on a regular basis. Not fed, chained to the bed, hit, assaulted, horrible stuff. I don't think $50,000 even cuts it. From what we understand, each plaintiff will also be entitled to a separate back pay averaging around $50,000 under an earlier order in the case finding that they were underpaid by about $1.37 million. All right. Jurors found that Henry's, which was Goldway, Texas company, now defunct, subjected the men to years of abuse and discrimination at home and at work. From what we understand, this could have been going on for years. They lived in bug infested conditions, a hazardous bunkhouse in Atalisa. It's a rural Iowan community. Near the Liberty plant, had verbally been abused, physically being abused, etc. State officials did shut the bunkhouse down in 2009, transitioned many of the men into new housing. Many of these men did need medical care. The EEOC then sued, alleging the men were abused and exploited for profit. Jurors had awarded each of them $5.5 million. But because businesses that employ fewer than 101 employees, such as Henry's, can only be ordered to pay a maximum of $50,000 per worker in compensatory and punitive damages under the Americans with Disabilities Act. This is an example, another example, of the more you ask and the more you mandate, the less you get. Okay? For a business to, I guess, be incentivized to hire workers that could have disabilities, all right, they need to be incentivized that they won't be liable for something that a person with a disability could do, right? And so to incentivize them, the Americans with Disabilities Act offered that protection. But then you have a business that abuses them, and the law still protects them. You see what I mean? Sometimes the more you ask, the less you get and the more harm the employee has. For example, a milder case, we talk about this all the time. There's labor laws that mandate that if you have an employee that works over 40 hours a week, they get overtime. You can't work an employee over 40 hours a week and not give overtime. Got to give overtime. Well, bosses and employers, me included, we don't know what to do when we have an employee who had to take off multiple days the week before and want to make up the money the following week. Because if they want to make up for lost work because they already used up their sick leave or their vacation leave or haven't qualified yet for leave because they haven't worked that long, if you want this mother of five kids to have the same paycheck, you can't do it. Because if they try to make up the hours the following week, you need to pay overtime. So the employee's screwed because they come back to work, they work a full week the next week, and they can't make up those previous hours. Unless you have a boss that doesn't mind about overtime. So you see, sometimes the more you ask, the more you mandate, and the less loose it is, sometimes the more restrictive it is for employees. And, you know, I bring that up a lot because, you know, I run an office. I've been an employee. I am an employee. I'm also an employer. And so I know what it's like to be the boss. I know what it's like to have a boss. So I've seen both sides of it. And, I don't understand why the 40-hour work week can't be an 80-hour two-week period. Why does it have to be, you know, but again, the labor laws were designed to protect the employee. You can't work the employee over 40 hours without giving them more money. Then, unfortunately, many of you guys are not getting overtime. And you're not getting the paychecks you want because of that 40-hour work week. If it was 80-hour work week, then fine. You want to stay late the second week? Great. But nope, the laws won't allow it. They're thinking they're protecting you with the 40-hour work week. Same thing with this. They think they're helping people with disabilities. They're helping them get jobs because they're going to protect the employers from getting sued if you do something wrong on the job. But then you get abused and, unfortunately, no significant recourse. And, it's frustrating. And I think the reason why I'm frustrated is all these loopholes end up getting figured out by, of course, the attorneys. And now, mind you, my brother graduated law school yesterday. I'm very, very proud of him. I understand he's an attorney. I have not sung the Dark Side music. Dun, 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 dun. I wanted to sing it, you know, when all the graduates were coming out. You know, when the graduates come out to graduate law school, it's the dun, 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 dun. I really should have done the Darth Vader Star Wars music. I just now forgot it because now I have the graduation too. Anyway, we just sing it. Okay. No, you know, I got to remember it. I forget it. Okay, anyway. So he's not going to the dark side. I think he's going to do patent law or corporate law. So, you know, which is good. I mean, he's a good guy. Lawyers can be good guys or can be. There's also lawyers in defense, you know, malpractice defense. There's good guys there. There are. Okay, yeah. But it's these loopholes that mess people up. Again, we're talking about Obamacare and the cost of cancer drugs being so high and how New York is trying to limit insurance companies to only charging a $70 copay to a consumer who has to have cancer drugs, as a part of the Obamacare changeover. Well, many of you guys before Obamacare that had cancer, you didn't have to come out $70 a month for your cancer medication. Your cancer medication was covered. Again, the more you ask, the less you get. Obamacare mandated that insurance companies keep their premiums low, offer free physicals, offer free mammograms, offer free birth control to people who need it under the insurance, but nothing else. So California is finding that some of these patients are coming out $2,000 out of pocket a month for their cancer medications and their multiple sclerosis medications and their rheumatoid arthritis medications. So now certain states' governments want to constrict insurance companies to reduce what they could charge. And, I think it's ridiculous to spend $2,000 a month for a medication. That is ridiculous. But we talked about why these medications are so highly priced. The pharmaceutical company wants to make the money that they put into it and make as much money as they can before it goes off patent. And then use that money for the next research and, you know, for their pockets, etc. But an insurance company, a pharmaceutical company is not going to make these fancy schmancy drugs for multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, cancer if they're not going to make a profit. So if insurance companies can't make the money on your premiums, they're going to make you pay more out of pocket to cover the drug costs. The more you ask, the less you get, and the more it hurts. I've never seen so many patients screwed because of the new changes that are happening with this healthcare. And there's nothing we can do about it. We're just watching it happen. It's sad. Now we're coming up on break. When we come back, popcorn possibly putting you at risk for heart disease? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, airing the show live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday every day, plus Saturday. These guys rock. Big thanks to XM Satellite Radio, where we now play on channel 244. Big thanks to iPhone and Android for allowing our apps to give you guys the show live or on demand anytime you want. And please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook for any updates. From what we understand, the jury had been deadlocked on this Kermit Gonzel abortion doctor. I thought we were told that they did go back and I thought they rehashed it out because they were deadlocked. I don't know if I have that now. Sorry, we're getting some breaking news right now. This was the doctor, let me see, who has been, I guess, accused of 200 different counts. and 72 years old, is accused of killing a patient and four babies, allegedly born alive, and then killed with scissors at his clinic in a fella West Philadelphia neighborhood. He faces racketeering, conspiracy charges, hundreds of counts, alleging he performed illegal third trimester abortions or failed to counsel women. From what we understand, we still do not have a unanimous verdict. They are deadlocked, from what we understand, on so many of the different counts. So from what we understand, they're going to give maybe a partial verdict and then leave prosecutors to decide whether to retry the unresolved counts. Yeah, that's always tough. How do you get a jury to all agree? I always worry that there's going to be somebody on the jury saying, look, I got to get the hell home. Whatever. I hate that. I always get nervous that something like that could happen. You know, so if God forbid you're ever, you know, involved in a trial, let's hope it's not a long and delayed one. Let's hope it's kind of quick, because some of these people on the jury really want to get home and get back to work. It's sad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, reports come out saying popcorn could possibly give you heart disease. Why? Because there's perfluorooctanic acid, PFOA, which is a chemical found in nonstick cookware, food wrappers, furniture, raincoats, and that has been linked to cardiovascular disease. We talked about this on the show months ago. And most of us have this perfluorooctanic acid in our bloodstreams. We do. But some people are also getting it from things like your popcorn. Or remember we talked about that spray on, you know, cooking spray? All right. It could also be in that, from what we understand. So, they say, how could you minimize your exposure to this? That could possibly cause chronic kidney disease, high cholesterol in children and adolescents, could be a human carcinogen. They recommend that you avoid nonstick cookware and packaged foods like microwave popcorn. According to the FDA, many popcorn bags contain especially high levels of PFOA. So now, unfortunately for you all, popcorn has been something that you all have turned to as a pretty low-calorie snack. I mean, we've been talking about popcorn for years, you know, telling you all that, okay, well, as long as you don't butter it up or put salt on it, it's a great snack. I mean, if you really think about it, if you're just taking, you know, outright kernels of corn, that's all you're doing. If you're just taking that and you are heating them up and popping them, of course it's not very it's not high in calories. But you see, we don't do that. We don't take regular corn, dry out the kernels and do it. Or, you know, we get the microwave, you know, popcorn, or we get the bags, or we get them in the tin foil and watch it. That was always fun, right? The ones in the tin foil where you put it on the oven and then you start to pop. For some reason, we always burn the cardboard paper on top. I don't know why that happens. We were supposed to take it off. No, because it's on there and then it's supposed to rise. I don't know. We always burn something whenever we do it. We got a camper, and whenever we take we go camping, you know, we'll do that popcorn, and then, you know, smoke alarm goes off and I'm like, guys, come on, get a clue. So we don't do that. We were talking about techniques for grilling and how to decrease colon cancer risk. And a dietitian had given us some tips. Y'all made fun of her, but, you know, cut her some slack. You know, she talked about maybe rather than grilling, you know, meat, you know, to, you know, maybe chicken or fish. She's trying. Okay. You know, cut her some slack. She's trying. You know, chicken or fish obviously cause less colon cancer. I mean, if you cook sausage and hot dogs, obviously that's not as healthy as you eating chicken or fish. She also recommended vegetables. She knows we're talking about a barbecue. She knows very well. She said to put vegetables on the barbecue. I know. You know, onions and tomatoes and, you know, those big beefsteak tomatoes and those, you know, kebab-like peppers. Throw those on there. You know, she also recommended that if you are cooking the meat, try to not have, you know, the fire spew out from the juices and the fat. If there's any grizzle or fat, cut it off before you fry it so the barbecue doesn't go shoo, that's the most fun part of barbecuing, seeing how high you can get the flames. I mean, that's the point. And then she recommended this. This I agree with. Marinate the meat. If you marinate the meat, before you grill it and barbecue it, it seems to offer some protection. All right. And I do like her idea of cutting off the black stuff, you know, the charred part of the meat, because that could be carcinogenic. So, you know, we're going into grilling season. It's hot. We're out by the pool or the pond or in the park. It's fun to grill. See, also, it's very inexpensive eating. You know, I loved, you know, we haven't done it in a while because, of course, it hasn't been summer yet. But, you know, having people come over potluck, you know, you buying some ground beef and making patties out of it and the buns, and then somebody else bringing the potato salad, somebody else bringing the drinks, etc. It's a way to feed your family pretty cheap and have a party at the same time. I love barbecues. I mean, and I love, you know, in neighborhoods when you have the block parties, you know, somebody pulls out a grill. It's just, you know, there are certain hydrocarbons that are made, and, you know, it basically ruins the fun. Okay, you know, me, I don't like the taste of charred meat. I don't like char-broiled. So for me, it's not really that big a deal. I was talking about how I'll usually eat the, you know, leftovers, like meatloaf leftovers. I don't really eat too much char unless, you know, they could cook a hot dog that doesn't get all blackened, because I like hot dogs. I do. Hot dogs are easy to eat. But, you know, those are some things to think about. A kid had swallowed a piece of a grill brush that got stuck in his chicken, and unfortunately it started to poke through as it navigated down the bow. Could kill him. Luckily, he's alive and well. He's still at the hospital. But maybe avoid those brushes, those steel grill brushes. You know, if you have to baste something, maybe just pour it on. I know it could cause a lot of the flame to come up. I get that. But, you know, I remember somebody a couple years ago swallowed a grill brush. That's some pretty scary stuff if that happens. Because, again, when you're eating at a barbecue, you're not sitting there at dinner looking at your food and concentrating on your food. You guys are talking, you're looking, you're catching frisbees while you're eating your dog, that kind of thing. So be careful with that. But I like the idea of marinating the food. I like the idea of cutting off the charbroil part. And they also recommend maybe pre-microwave or pre-cook some of the food. So all you have to do is throw it on the grill to reheat. Now, I'm not recommending this. That's what they did. I mean, I get you. I know. That's, you know, the whole point of a barbecue is to throw raw meat on there and then watch it sear. And, you know, I know. I love working with raw meat. And, you know, but again, you know, when they give this advice, you know, we have to parlay it. So that's all I'm doing is I'm parlaying. Can you guys live with that? So anyway, we are back on the air tomorrow, 3 hours, 9 to noon. We do not mess around on this show. So make sure you tune in. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you have any questions you want me to address tomorrow's show, call into the show. Tell us what hour you listen to, and we'll rock and roll. All right, guys, be safe. God bless.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.